Are you ready to live the all-in life? Then welcome to the All-In Podcast Show, sharing the defining moments of impact-driven entrepreneurs, industry pioneers, and transformative leaders as they showcase their defining moments and went all-in on their business and found true success. From the early steps in their journey to the moment they truly took their commitment to their life and business to another level, we'll give you the insight you need to go all-in on your dream life. Now here's your host, Daniel Giordano.
Okay, welcome to the All In Podcast Show. Today, I am excited to share Dr. Bruce's message that is going to be interesting because I don't know much. I know a little bit about him and his faith, but I really am interested in hearing his story and what he has to share with you and the message behind it. So welcome to the show, Bruce.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to this. So tell me a little bit about your background. I always like to hear, you know, where you grew up, you know, what was life like?
So I grew up in Portland, Maine, New Englander, that now lives in North Carolina because it's the same as New England without the bad weather. I grew up a fairly normal childhood, except that around the age of eight, I didn't realize playing solitaire Monopoly was unusual. And I was always fascinated by business and by money. And it was my dream. And everything that I worked for from that, from my youth to the time I graduated from college, was to become a successful businessman, particularly in finance. You know, I played, don't get me wrong, Dan, I did play football and baseball, and I was actually a pretty good hockey player, but my passion was always business. So I graduated from college, did the normal two-year internship at one of the big large accounting firms, and then slowly worked my way up so that after about 20 years, I became the CFO of a Fortune 500 company, which, you know, at the time I didn't realize, I just thought that that was what was supposed to happen if you worked hard. And I didn't realize at the time, when you think about it, there was only 500 CFOs in the world doing what I was doing. And it was all that I looked for. But, you know, at the same point in time, I had this faith in God, but the more I worked, the less I used it. So in other words, I became too busy. My life became 10-minute increments. And I always felt like I was in a dentist office with the next patient, next patient, next patient. And everything about my life was like that. And I finally, about now it's been 12 years. I had a crisis in my life, and it was mostly a crisis of not answering Jesus. And I would, anybody that's listening, not a good person to ignore. And, you know, slowly over a period of a few years, my discontent with myself, you know, grew bigger, and I was actually taking my life too seriously. I was thinking it was all about me and not about everybody else. So I become selfish, and that bothered me. But the moment that I decided to change was May 9th, 2009. And I was out walking because I couldn't get to sleep, just walking the streets. And I approached this street light. And as I approached it, I was getting more and more despondent, despairing. Where are you? What are you? Who are you? What are you supposed to be doing? As I walked into the street light, behind me was darkness and in front of me was light. That's an image that I don't think will ever go away. And it was at that moment I realized I didn't know how to pray anymore. So if everything I had acquired or earned in life, that was the thing that bothered me the most to lose. So I did pray. I mean, I had even forgotten how to do the Lord's Prayer, you know, which is a simple eight or nine, depending on which faith you are, eight or nine line prayer. And that, at that moment, I really felt like I had hit rock bottom as a human being. There's no story of drugs or alcohol. This was just a person who had become so immersed in business and following his career. And from that point, there was a couple of interesting incidences of coincidence. that led me back to prayer and led me back to thinking about God first and not myself first, thinking about Jesus first and not myself. And I decided to go to college and help other people. So instead of helping myself all the time, I completely changed my world and have decided that my mission in life is to help other people. So even in my coaching business, I don't charge a fee. Whatever I do now is done to help people have a brighter future. But Dan, I didn't think I could serve the Lord without knowing more. So I did. I went to college, got a master's in divinity. And the whole time I was there, everybody kept asking me, what's your calling? What's your calling? I had no idea, none at all. So at the end of 3 years of study, I did get my master's of divinity and decided to continue on to becoming a doctor of ministry. And it was there that I discovered that, you know, my ministry is helping the world. It isn't to go into a church. It isn't to be a preacher. It isn't to be, part of the system, the church system. And, you know, and I identify with people like Billy Graham. Not that I am Billy Graham, nor do I have any of those illusions. A great man. So, you know, what I do now is I have a counseling business. It's mostly people are different phases of their life. Sometimes they've lost a job and they need to find a new one, and I'm there for them. Where they come from, Dan, I have no idea. They just show up.
Right.
They heard about something from something and they show up. And I write books and I write a morning prayer. And, you know, I do a lot of work with nonprofits, and that's my life. And it's a very busy life.
It's awesome. So at what point when you said, it's 12 years now since you've been in North Carolina?
No, it's been 12 years since I decided to leave the business world.
Oh, since you made the exit. Okay. So you've been doing this for, you know, the journey has been 12 years, right?
So, right. And here we are, and I'm still not sure I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Well, I think that's something that we all struggle with, wondering, like, you know, am I doing what God's called me to do? Right. So I think you're obviously you figured some things out, you know, along that path. I would assume seminary, you know, and going through the education path helped you clarify some things. So what's the big vision for you? What's the, you know, do you have something that you just want to like leave behind, like a legacy type play?
Well, you know, it's in the form of my books, and I feel that passion every day. So if you ask me what excites me when I go to bed and look forward to the next morning, it's writing. But I've come from a position where I would say I was the weakest of all writers ever. For instance, when I was getting my college degree, my bachelor's degree, I actually had to take English twice because I didn't do well the first time. And I've had some great editors and some people that have helped, and my college professors. And I'm not saying I'm a great writer, but I am getting a lot better. And I'm now on my fifth book is going out to the publisher, I think in 2 weeks. I'm holding them up by a couple of weeks. And then the third book, which I'm really excited about doing this next one, is called Nisan 1633 AD. And that's the day that scholars believe Jesus died. Now, Nisan is the Hebrew word for the month. Nisan 14, by the way, is always Passover. So what I've done is I've started doing all this research of those 8 days from Palm Sunday all the way to Easter, and laid out every day of Jesus's last life. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's such a powerful story that once we all understand it, it's so much easier to understand Jesus and his message.
Right. Okay. That's good. So from your perspective, you know, coming from the corporate world, right, obviously where I would say Jesus isn't most of the time, right?
Well, I'm not sure. So my ministry in the corporate world, so I do speaking engagements on college campuses, and I do seminars and things like that. My belief is Jesus is good for business.
Right.
And when I go to college campuses, I don't necessarily talk to Christian groups. I love talking to graduating seniors, and right. sometimes juniors. So do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? That's the greatest customer service statement any business could have. If you treated every customer the way they wanted to be treated, imagine how wonderful their sales force would be and how satisfied their customers would be. So that's number one. Number two, work as if you're working for the Lord. So Dan, if you and I owned a business and we had somebody that came in and said, I only work as if I'm working for the Lord, we would hire him on the spot, him or her on the spot. So Jesus is in business. Jesus is there, and he's there every day. We don't listen every day.
Yeah, of course. Right. Well, I like that. You're getting to plant seeds to the graduating, students. And
I'm creating images that are they're countercultural. Mm-hmm. Ministers have told me when I give this speech that it's sinful. I'm not sure how, why, or anybody would say it's sinful. I'm not making any money from it. I'm only doing what I think the Lord's asked me to do. But it isn't, Jesus' parables, there's 42 parables. 70 to 75%, depending on how you interpret some, I direct it directly at commerce. And I invite you, Dan, to test me and go to Wikipedia and look up every single parable and say, yes, he's right. That's how you'll come out of it. So yeah. Jesus is in the business world. He was a carpenter, and we have a reliable source that Jesus was a carpenter, and it's the gentleman named Polycarp, who was a disciple of the Apostle John.
Right. Yeah. So what I find interesting with that is here you are doing God's work in that environment, and yet you still have haters, right? And we always have to remember that Jesus had haters, right? So it's not anything different.
It's,
right?
It's not so much haters. It's when you're countercultural, you've infected a tribal view. So in other words, the tribe thinks X and you're saying Y. Mm-hmm. And so your mission is to really get people to see that there is a different way to look at life. And that's part of the problem I see in America today is that we have tribal views. Mm-hmm. We tend to put everything column A or everything in column B. And in fact, it's probably a mixture of both.
Right. It's definitely an interesting, perspective around, being able to help people, even those that may not believe what you're doing I find it interesting that you said it was sinful, right? It's like,
trying to help people, man. Well, Jesus was crucified for his beliefs.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
So if somebody's calling me sinful, I think it's a minor.
It's yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's interesting. So tell me about if somebody's listening to this right now and maybe they're graduating from college or they're, doing something in their career and maybe they're at that point where they're having that light to darkness type moment that you had, right? Mm-hmm. What would be some insights that you would share with them for them to dig deeper and, seek God in a different way?
So, a number of things. One is something that I know you do, Dan, pray every day. And it can't be 30 seconds, thanks God, I'm off, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you and bless you and stuff like that. But really have a conversation with the Lord because he did create the world. The thing I think a lot of people miss, though, is once you've prayed, observe and be patient in your observation and wonder, why did this happen? Why is this happening? How is the Lord in my life? How am I in the life of other people? And I think this observation period is just as important as knowing the Lord loves you. So a lot of times when we pray, we petition, we ask for something. But that's not what the Lord wants. He wants a relationship with us. He wants thanksgiving. He wants petitions. He wants our first thoughts to be, how would Jesus want us to do this? So the first is prayer. The second is observation, patient observation. Don't just jump the minute you think that, okay, that's the answer, but be patient. It's a wonderful experience. And the third thing is, I always struggle with my clients that they say, I have two choices. I don't know what to do. I'm a mess. Okay. Are they both good choices? Yes. So why would you think a benevolent God wouldn't give you two choices? You go to a restaurant, you have a menu. You go to a clothing store, you have colors and sizes and different fashion styles. So also, the Lord has plans for us, but that doesn't mean it is a rigid, this is what you must do. It's the Lord is benevolent and wants us to explore. So it's prayer, observation, and don't worry so much when the Lord confuses you. Sometimes either one is good.
That's good. Good stuff. So I'm curious about this, right? Do you experience, what age were you when you made this pivot in your life?
55.
Okay. All right. So it was the midlife arena, right? In that range.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And the thing I've done since then, it's interesting. I was talking to one of my daughters today. She said, you know, Dad, I'm getting close to 40. And then I said, what does 40 have to do with anything? She said, well, I'm close to 40. Okay. What does that have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything. You know, I can still hike the Appalachian Trail. My nephews always try to out push up me. They can. And they try to do, you know, so, you know, I did it. I you know, made a conversion at 55, and I've been very blessed since then. But it's been a wonderful journey for the last 12 years.
Okay. Well, as we start to close here, what would be one thing you'd want to leave people with?
It is to ignore our human senses and trust our faith in all that we do, and not to rely on our human logic, but to rely on the logic of the Lord. And many times, as you know, Dan, they're quite contrary. So just believe, have faith, and the Lord is with you.
I love it. And how do people find out more about you?
Well, you can email me at bhartman12345@gmail.com. I accept all emails. I have a website, bruce lhartman.com, and my books are all on Amazon.
Okay, awesome. Well, I appreciate you coming and sharing your knowledge and wisdom and insights and helping people, you know, get closer to God. And thank you for taking the time to be here today.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. I really enjoyed it.
We want to thank you for being all in with us on today's episode of the All In Podcast Show. For more information and resources based on today's discussion, as well as ways to connect to our guests, head to allinpodcast.com. That's available exclusively on allinpodcast.com.